A series of powerful earthquakes have left residents in western Indonesia in a state of panic and huddled in tents outside their damaged homes. Today, a 6.4 magnitude quake hit the area again, triggering the latest in a string of tsunami warnings that was later lifted. An 8.4 magnitude quake that shook Southeast Asia on Wednesday was followed by dozens of strong aftershocks, and seismologists are warning the worst may yet come. The deputy of the delegation in Jakarta from the International Federation of the Red Cross, Amara Baines, told us more.
Basically, despite some of the sizes of the aftershocks, we're still not hearing any more reports of further damage or casualties. What we've seen in the past seems to be, at the moment, the extent of the damage. When we have the aftershocks, not on every aftershock, but sometimes we get a tsunami warning, which of course means people have to evacuate and move to higher land. That always creates anxiety as well. The Indonesian Red Cross has sent tarpaulins, they've sent family kits and hygiene kits, and they've also sent some medicines to those people. The government also is providing support to those people who have been made homeless.